appear in the first three parashas of the Torah. In Parashas Bereishis, we have Chanoch. Noach, we have Noach, and Avraham is in Nechlechom. The Pasuk tells us in Bereishis, Chanoch lokach oisei lekim. He was taken by the Rabboni Shlom, and Rashi explains, Chanoch died early, so he wouldn't become a Rosha. The Baal HaTorim says he was a Malach. In others, Chanoch was a tzaddik, even a Malach. And this was only because he lived in an ivory tower. Had he mingled with the people, he would have been influenced. He would have become a Rosha. So Hashem took him from this world before his time. The Chasam Sofer contrasts him with Noach. He explains Noach ish tzaddik. Noach was an ish, not a malach. Nevertheless, he was a tzaddik. Tomim hoyo b'day roisof. He lived among his generation. He lived in an evil generation. But yet, he wasn't influenced by them. So Chanoach is one level. He was a level of being a tzaddik. But again, it was to a limited degree. He would have been influenced by others. Noach was one step higher. He wasn't influenced by them. Noach accomplished what Chanoach couldn't do. It's not easy to remain strong when you're surrounded by Rishoyim. How careful we have to be in today's society, where besides living among the Goyim and Golas, in an immoral environment today, we have to contend with media, with technology, with everything else around us. Rav Palm, in his book The Pleasant Way, says, many people describe our generation as the Dor HaMabul. And what he writes next is unbelievable. And he wrote this probably 30 years ago. He says, saying this is an insult to the Dor HaMabul. Their sins pale in comparison to the rampant immorality of our times. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav, Aloch Aleph, Derech Prios HaShalom is the way of a person to be drawn after his society around him. And if they're Rishoyim, you have to go and live in a cave. And the Ger Rabbi wants to ask the Chaznish, shouldn't we be living in caves? Shouldn't we get away from society, according to the Rambam? The Chaznish said, our cave is a Bis Medrash. That will protect us. In other words, it's very dangerous when people around you are immoral. There's a story of a man who came to live in Sodom. He was horrified by what he saw. So he started making pickets, signs. It's evil, stop the evil, the end of the world is coming. And he started every day going around with his signs. Of course, everybody ignored him. After doing this for 3 months, somebody once said to him, don't you see you're wasting your time? Why do you bother? He said, you're right. The first couple of months I was doing it, I was trying to change them. Now I'm doing it, I shouldn't change. We have to be so vigilant if we don't want to be influenced. It's a dangerous experience many times through history. Just like Chanoch and Noach and their generations in Germany. The Yidden were faced with danger. Many succumbed. The Meshchachma wrote, people who forget their origins and think Berlin is Yerushalayim are doomed to destruction. The Meshchachma writes this in Parish Buch Koisai. That was written in 1925. And that's why we bench our children Friday night. Yisimcha Lekim, Kefraim, Ochem Nasha. Why were they chosen over all the other Shvatim? The answer is, most of our history, we have to survive through Golus. Ephraim and Manasseh are our role models. They're the paradigm of people who remain strong, even though there was a terrible influence around them. They're in Memtes Sharituma and still remain strong in their faith, in their Munin Rabbein Yishlam, in their ability to survive through that Golus. And we wish our children, give them a broch of that strength. When Noach built the Beit Teva, the post says, Noach, v'yas Noach k'choyl asher tziva Hashem. Why the Lashon k'choyl? He did like what Hashem commanded him. The Ksav Slave explains, Noach performed the mitzvahs the very same way they performed all the other mitzvahs he had till now. Sheva mitzvahs b'Noach he was doing. And now he got a new mitzvah to build the Teva. Now building the Teva was commanded directly from the Rabbein Shalom. It should have infused him with such excitement, such love, such zest. And yet he acted the same way as he did doing any other mitzvah. And if he wasn't fired up with a heart burning with desire to do this mitzvah, how can one expect others to be inspired to be like him? And that is why his building Teva 120 years, not one person took notice. He couldn't make one Baal Tshuva, not convince anybody. Why? Because when people see excitement, they're going to follow in your footsteps. But when you're doing it, Mechitesa, not that interested, it's not going to affect others. So Chanoch, he had a problem that he was going to be influenced by his doer. Noach was a great tzaddik. He wasn't influenced by his doer. But he was missing something else. He wasn't able to have an effect on his dear at all. Let's contrast Noach with Avraham. Imagine somebody's asked by the God of the Dirt, as he would be asked by Chaim Kanievsky, do me a favor, bring this sefer so my brother know in Yerushalayim. The whole way there, the person would be so excited. He's got the honor to be a shliach of Chaim. Now, if he was Reb Chaim's gabbai and is always doing, taking care of things for him, he wouldn't feel excited the same way. The Pasuk says in Parashas Lech Lecha, Vayelech Avram, Kasher Dibur Elov Hashem. And here the Ksav Seif explains, Avram went Kasher, just like with the same feeling and excitement he felt the very moment when Hashem commanded him, when he was told Lech Lecha, and Hashem told him, that was tremendous excitement, that same feeling remained with him throughout his travels. He was passionate in performance of mitzvahs. And when we're passionate, we have the power to affect others. And this is the difference between Avraham and Noach. Noach managed to stay afloat, literally, and was not pulled along by the tidal wave of corruption. However, he never inspired others. Avraham, on the other hand, inspired many others to recognize the Bnei Shlaim because of his enthusiasm and love of mitzvahs. The Pasuk says, "Vasanefesh she'osa b'charon." Targum translates, the yos nafshosa the shabidul araisa. The nafoshes, he was meshabed to the Torah. What does the word shibud mean? Obligation. Rabbi Ruch Molsh explains this Targum with a story. The first was Megaya. He had been in the hospital for a while. In the bed next to him was a frum Jew. He saw how he'd lived, how he handled his pain and suffering, how he dealt with the nurses, the visitors, how the visitors behaved when they were there, how they kept coming, how he davened. He saw these countless people every day coming to visit. Every one of them he was so impressed with. And of course the man himself, the Chayil himself. And he felt he had no choice to become a Yid after what he saw. And that's what Targum means, the Shabidu L'Araisa. Just observing Avraham's actions obligate the people to believe in Hashem. A few years ago, the Goy, or Yashiv, sold the Chometz to every year, was Megaya. And probably was the same reason. Meeting with Yashiv was meshabed him and caused him, and he felt an obligation to be Megaya. Just end with a story. There was a doctor, B'nai Brach and Shabbos, who was called to a chayla, Koch Nefesh. He came there, and he said to the people there in the house, please write me a check of 500 shekel before I begin. They said, it's Shabbos, Ayoyim. It's Shabbos, can't write it today. He said, listen, I know you people. After Shabbos, you'll say, you don't have the money, you'll owe it to me. I want it now. They said, we can't. He said, okay, I'm leaving. Either you give me a check now or I'm leaving. So with tears in his eyes, the person took a checkbook and he wrote a check for him. The doctor took care of the patient. Afterwards, he took the check. He looks at the check and he sees it's 1,000 shekel. He said, I told you 500 shekel. Why did you write 500 shekel? He says, because to write, how do you write 500 shekel? Chamesh meyos shekel. 500 shekel. How do you write 1,000 shekel? Elef shekolim, 1,000 shekel. Elef shekel is two words. Chamesh meyos shekolim is three words. I wanted to do less chil Shabbos. This doctor saw the poverty in the home. He saw this man who was willing to be moyos nefesh for that one word to save, to give 500 shekel, which he obviously couldn't afford. That doctor became friends with this man. He was so impressed with him. And eventually, this doctor became a Baal Tshuva. How did it begin with? The Shabidu L'Iraisa. He witnessed the love and sincerity of this man for mitzvahs, and it made him feel obligated to become a Shema Torah mitzvahs. So you have Chanoich, who only was a tzaddik enough for himself, and that also eventually would have worn away. You have Noach, who he didn't wear away. You have Avraham, who the way he'd been at mitzvahs affected others. And the lessons we should learn from this is obviously we have to make sure to do our mitzvahs in the correct way. This whole line, the answer.